right, so today we're going deep on something, well, a little controversial. It's about that hazy line between, you know, empowering people with knowledge and, well, accusations of obstructing justice.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Yeah, so we're looking at this article from a blog. It's called, get this, The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell, okay.
Yeah, and the article's called AOC, Know Your Rights and the Battle Over Public Awareness.
Interesting.
I know, right? You wouldn't think a blog with that name would, you know, dive into complex legal stuff, but hey, sometimes the best insights come from unexpected places.
That's true. You never know where you'll find a fresh perspective.
Exactly. And the case here is Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC as most people know her. She hosted this webinar all about informing people of their legal rights, you know, specifically during encounters with ICE.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Right, ICE. And this webinar, it really stirred things up. Some people were saying it was a public service. Others, well, they're claiming it was practically obstruction of justice.
Wow, quite a range of reactions.
Yeah, so basically the webinar, it was all about Know Your Rights guidance, mm-hmm. you know, outlining what the Constitution says about people's rights when they're dealing with ICE.
Things like the right to remain silent, the right to refuse entry to ICE agents if they don't have a warrant.
Right, those kinds of things. But civil rights organizations, they put out this kind of information all the time, right? So what's the big deal here?
Well, I think it comes down to how these actions are being interpreted and the potential consequences. Hmm. And in this case, we have Tom Homan. You might remember him. He was the former acting director of ICE.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's saying that AOC's webinar could be seen as obstruction of justice. His argument is that by telling people about their rights, especially the right to not let ICE in without a warrant, she's basically telling them how to evade ICE.
I see. But isn't there a difference between informing people, which is generally considered a good thing, and actually advising them on how to evade law enforcement, which, well, could get them into legal trouble? Where do we draw that line?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's a blurry line, for sure, especially in an area as complex as immigration law. But AOC, she's denied any wrongdoing, of course. She's saying that educating people about their rights, that's not just legal. It's crucial for a democracy. And it's protected, you know, by the First Amendment.
Okay, so how would a First Amendment violation claim, how would that even work here? What would AOC have to prove to show that her rights were actually, you know, infringed upon?
Well, she'd likely need to show that the government, maybe the DOJ in this case, that they tried to shut down her speech because of what she was saying, because of her viewpoint. Like if the investigation was started without a good reason or just to silence her politically.
I see. So it'd have to be about the content of her speech. What about the DOJ then? How could they defend against a claim like that?
Well, they could say, you know, hey, we're not trying to suppress free speech. We're just doing our job investigating whether AOC actually crossed the line from protected speech to illegal activity.
Like actual obstruction of justice.
Exactly. They might point to, I don't know, specific things she said in the webinar or the context to justify their investigation.
So it all boils down to whether the webinar was her exercising free speech or a real attempt to obstruct law enforcement.
Right. And that's where things get, well, murky. Obstruction of justice, that concept's pretty multifaceted, open to interpretation, for sure. To actually prove obstruction, the DOJ would have to show that AOC took specific actions to deliberately, you know, get in the way of a legal investigation or a legal process.
So just telling people about their rights, that wouldn't be enough.
Probably not, no. But they could argue that certain things she said or the way she presented it, you know, maybe that fits into a bigger pattern of trying to obstruct their work.
Mm, interesting. And this isn't just an isolated thing either. You know, the article, it mentions how throughout history, there have been attempts to suppress information about legal rights.
Oh, absolutely. You see it with, you know, information about workers' rights, even voter rights materials, lots of examples.
So like a pattern of powerful groups trying to control information that could give people more power.
Yeah, I think you're seeing a recurring theme there. Suppressing knowledge, it's a powerful way to maintain control, you know, to keep things unbalanced. This case with AOC, it really highlights that tension between those who want to keep people informed and those who, well, maybe benefit from keeping them in the dark.
Right, because if people don't know their rights, it's easier to, well, take advantage of them.
Exactly.
So could AOC actually face consequences for this, given all this historical context?
Well, it's unlikely the DOJ would actually file charges just based on the webinar. But the article, it suggests that if they investigate without a good reason, AOC might have a case for a countersuit.
A countersuit? What would that be based on?
Well, there are a few things mentioned in the article. Harassment, violation of her First Amendment rights, maybe abuse of power.
Abuse of power. Could you explain that a bit more in the legal sense, how that might apply here?
Sure. It usually refers to someone in a position of authority, like a government official, using their power the wrong way. You know, maybe for their own gain, or going beyond what they're actually allowed to do. So AOC might argue that the DOJ is abusing their power by investigating her without any real justification, maybe as a way to, you know, get back at her for her political views, or to scare her into being quiet.
So if she did file a countersuit, would she have a good chance of winning?
Hard to say without knowing everything, but it would definitely be a huge case. And it could set some important legal boundaries on what the government can and can't do when it comes to public education and free speech, you know, especially for politically charged issues.
It seems like this whole thing is about way more than just one webinar then. It's about free speech, access to information, and that balance of power in a democracy.
You got it. And that's what we're going to explore further after the break.
Okay, sounds good. So when we talk about this Know Your Rights idea, historically, how has that played out, especially for groups that have, you know, been marginalized or targeted?
Yeah. Well, Know Your Rights campaigns, they've been really important for empowering those communities, you know, helping them move towards social justice. The idea is to educate people about the legal protections they have and help them navigate situations where they might face discrimination or abuse.
You know, it makes me think about, like, the civil rights movement. Knowing your rights back then, that was literally life or death for a lot of people.
Exactly. It was essential. During that time, Know Your Rights, workshops, pamphlets, all of that played a huge role in giving African Americans the power to challenge segregation, to fight discrimination. They provided information about legal protections, voting rights, and how to resist, you know, nonviolently.
And even today, we see similar things happening in immigrant communities, with all the organizations working to inform people about what their rights are when they encounter ICE. Especially now with immigration policies getting stricter and stricter.
Absolutely. The need for accurate legal information that people can actually understand, it's more important now than ever because immigration enforcement has become so much more complex and sometimes it feels like, well, unpredictable.
So if knowing your rights has been such a powerful tool for social change, for people to stand up for themselves, why is there even an argument about whether it's okay or even criminal?
Well, I think you have to look at the power dynamics. Knowledge, especially about legal rights, it can disrupt the way power works, you know, challenge the status quo.
So if people know what their rights are, they're less likely to be, well, taken advantage of.
Exactly. And those who benefit from things staying the way they are, they don't always like that, whether it's about immigration, workers' rights, or any situation where people are vulnerable to being exploited.
It's almost like if you don't know your rights, you're more likely to be exploited.
Yeah.
But if you do know them and try to use them, then you risk being accused of obstruction or something. It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It highlights why these public education efforts, like AOC's webinar, are so important. It's not about telling people to break the law or to run from law enforcement. It's about giving them the knowledge, the tools to handle difficult legal situations and to stand up for themselves.
And the article, it really stresses that this isn't just some abstract legal debate. This has real consequences for people, especially those who are already in a vulnerable position.
Absolutely. Knowing how to assert your rights, that can be the difference between being unjustly detained or deported or staying in the country with your family, or between facing discrimination at work and being able to speak up and demand fair treatment.
So where does this Church of Tinkerbell blog, where do they stand on all this? What's their take on Know Your Rights efforts?
Mm-hmm.
Legal and in terms of their importance.
They're very clear about it. Knowledge is power and it shouldn't be a crime. Sharing information about legal rights, they see that as not just protected by the First Amendment, but as a basic part of a fair and just society.
It's a strong message and it goes beyond this one case, right?
Mm.
It speaks to those bigger worries about censorship, about people being able to access information. And the idea that some people might want to suppress knowledge that could challenge the way things are.
Exactly. This situation with AOC, it forces us to think about some things about our society that maybe aren't so comfortable.
Like the fact that even though we talk about freedom of speech, there are still people who want to control what information gets out there, what people know, especially if that information could empower people. or challenge authority.
You're exactly right. This case, it's not just about legal details. It's about what it means to be an informed citizen, to have the power to make your own choices in a democracy.
And that brings up an important question for our listeners. In a world where we're constantly flooded with information, how do we make sure that knowing our rights, that crucial knowledge, doesn't get lost in all the noise? And how do we protect those who are willing to step up and share that knowledge with others?
Those are big questions that we all need to think about. It's on all of us to make sure that we can access information and that people feel safe using their rights without being afraid of what might happen.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Church of Tinkerbell's perspective, I think the takeaway is pretty clear. Knowing your rights, it's not a crime, it's essential.
Yeah, it's the foundation of a society that's fair and just.
And it's something we all need to work to protect and support. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, knowledge is power. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep fighting for your rights.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that we shouldn't take our rights for granted, you know?
For sure. And it's easy to just feel overwhelmed with all the information out there these days and kind of tune out.
Yeah, especially when it comes to legal stuff. It can all seem so, so complicated.
You're right. But like we saw with this whole AOC thing, knowing your rights, even the ones that seem kind of obscure, they can make a real difference in people's lives.
And not just, you know, with immigration.
Right. This is about everything. Workers' rights, consumer protection, how you interact with law enforcement. It's all connected.
It's about having the tools to stand up for yourself, for your community.
And to hold those in power accountable, you know.
So what can we do? How do we make sure that all this important information about our rights, it doesn't just get buried under all the news and opinions and everything else? How do we keep it, you know, accessible and relevant?
Well, I think education is key.
You mean starting young, like teaching kids about this stuff?
Yeah, definitely. It's important to introduce these concepts early on. Teach kids about their rights, their responsibilities as citizens. It all starts there.
It goes back to that saying, you know, knowledge is power.
Exactly. When people know what their rights are, they're less likely to be taken advantage of, less likely to have their rights violated.
But it's not just about like formal education, right? What about, you know, those of us who aren't in school anymore? How do we create a culture where people feel like they can learn about their rights and then actually use them?
I think it's about creating a space where people feel comfortable asking questions, where they feel okay seeking out information.
And a space where they feel safe sharing that information with others.
Yeah.
Without being afraid of, you know, getting in trouble or something.
Exactly. We need to support the organizations and the people who are working to educate the public.
And we need to speak out against anyone who tries to suppress that information, to keep it quiet.
Yeah, we all have a role to play in this.
And it means, you know, being critical thinkers,
yeah.
Questioning what we hear, looking for different perspectives.
Couldn't agree more.
So, wrapping up our deep dive into the Church of Tinkerbell's take on this whole AOC controversy, I think the main takeaway is this: knowing your rights, it's not a crime. It's essential.
It's really the foundation of a society that's fair and just for everyone.
And it's something we all have a responsibility to protect, to encourage. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, knowledge is power, so keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep fighting for your rights.
See you next time.